This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here with us this morning. It is 11 past 9. It's a sunny day. We do have a movies review coming up in just a couple minutes, so let's get right to the text, your input on today's show.
Oh, I wasn't even going to do any. Do you want to do some?
I just assumed that we would do some, but
I thought
totally
with three movie reviews and we never get to hear from Hooman. Hello, Hooman.
Can you hear anything, Hooman?
I can hear you. I just can't hear Vinny.
How about now?
Oh.
Say something, Vinny.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hey.
All right.
And do you need to turn your mic off on your Zoom screen or no?
I don't know.
His audio is not connected is what it looks like.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, good. Yeah. Great.
All right, excellent.
Well,
sorry, I didn't know.
I'd like to begin by saying thanks for having me back. And
Hooman!
Thank you. Woo! And happy birthday, Guitar John. I'm
Guitar
really glad
John.
We just planned a birthday for you that I invited myself to.
Yeah, so. Hooman just planned a birthday that it's going to be... It'll be difficult,
amazing.
But we'll pull it off for you, Hooman. Basically, it's a present for Hooman.
Thank you so much. Well, so obviously, you know, the world is a different place and movies aren't quite what they used to be. But since the last time I was on, there has been some stuff that's come out. And before I get to the two big ones, which are Tenet and Mulan, I want to tell you about a documentary that you may not be aware of called I Want My MTV on A&E. Yes.
Oh.
I said A&E.
A documentary on A&E. All right.
So I saw this movie in June of 2019, and I came on the air with you guys, and I said, oh, my gosh, I saw the best movie about MTV, but I have no idea when it's coming out. Well, lo and behold, it's finally out a year later. And, look, we all grew up watching MTV.
Yep.
And... you know, we were there basically from the beginning. So this film is all about the miracle of what MTV was and what it became and how it launched. It's the visionaries behind the channel and why they used the Moon Man for the branding and how they came up with the logo. And basically for the six or seven beginning years of the channel, they wouldn't show any black artists. No music videos were shown by black artists outside of basically Michael Jackson.
I remember you talking about this.
Yeah, okay, so great. So you remember, yeah. So it's just fascinating, and it's very nostalgic. So I don't know if you miss the heyday, you know, MTV Spring Break, Downtown Julie Brown, Martha Quinn.
I miss them all.
All of those things. It's pretty easy to see. I think it's on iTunes for like $4, Amazon for like $2. And if you have A&E, you can just watch it on demand. This is in my top three picks of the year. If there is going to be a top 10 list, this would be in my top three.
Well, there aren't that many to choose from this year, so I guess that makes sense. There's only three movies, and that's number three. Okay.
So I'm going to give it a perfect 5 Persian rugs.
You loved it. As documentaries go, this is the one.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think you're going to watch it?
Maybe. That actually does sound like something I would enjoy. We were all there. That was the early 80s, and all of a sudden, you know, Vinny, you probably saw it before anyone because you were actually in New York where it started before it went national.
Yeah, that's the story I've told you. I've told it to you many times. I first saw MTV as a local channel in New York when visiting my grandparents, and there was only a handful of videos. But and some band, I think the band was it Asia?
Sure.
One of the
Heat of the Moment.
The Heat of the Moment, right? That's one of their hits. And the Buggles was very famously the first video. But there was a small rotation. There weren't a lot of videos at first. But if you tried to explain it to a kid today, they'd go, "Yeah, what? Videos, exactly. Of course."
Right. We watch those every single day on YouTube.
What are you tripping
on?
I mean, yeah, we're videos. Like, but then it was, we're watching music. It was a big change.
It was a big change. And the thing was that it changed music in a huge way because suddenly you didn't just have to be a talented musician. You had to be good looking or have some kind of hook because if your video failed, you failed.
Right. Right. That's exactly right. So one of the real funny things in the documentary is when the channel launched, none of the guys who were the five founding members of the 10 founding, none of them had cable. They had to drive to a bar in New Jersey and all gather around a TV to see their own channel launch.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Ah, funny.
Nobody had it.
And they didn't have the technical equipment. So by the time the second video starts, the whole channel shuts down.
Oh, no. Oh.
So that's how MTV started. All right, everyone. Here is your review of Christopher Nolan's new film called Tenet. So last week, as far as I could tell, I only saw two movie theaters that were open in the Bay Area. One was in Santa Cruz and one was in Napa. So I drove to Napa because I was dying to go to a movie theater and I love Christopher Nolan.
You're not scared of COVID, obviously. So,
well, you know, it's interesting when you reserve on the website, when you click on your seats, all the ones around it black out.
Oh, like I've chosen this and now no one can sit adjacent to me. That is pretty cool.
That was, yeah. So in the theater that we were in, it sat maybe 90 and there were probably 20 of us at the most. That's pretty safe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's pretty safe. You know, we're in an enclosed space that hasn't been cleaned within an inch of its life. Totally safe.
So this film stars David John Washington. He's Denzel Washington's son. And if you saw Black Klansman, he is the guy in that. And also Robert Pattinson and Kenneth Branagh. So, look, I've only seen this film once, and we all know Christopher Nolan. His stuff is, at times, very confusing.
I don't know much about Christopher Nolan.
Well,
what other
Inception.
Sure. You're right. That's a very confusing movie.
Right. So, in Memento, did you see Memento?
No, I didn't see Memento.
Oh.
Memento's amazing. Okay. You gotta see Memento.
Right.
That's the one where the guy is like...
He lost his memory and he has to write everything down, right?
Yeah, he tattoos it all over his body. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. I loved that movie.
So this is what I think the film is about, I think. So just bear with me.
Okay.
Kenneth Branagh is this like mad Russian entrepreneur. And he discovers a way to get technology from the future and bring it back to today's date. So Kenneth gets his hand on what I think is called an inverted atomic bomb, I think. And if he sets this bomb off in 2020, or whatever year the movie takes place, it not only destroys the Earth, but it destroys the history of the Earth, not just this moment, but throughout all of time. Because the way physics and chemistry and biology and science works, this inverted atomic bomb...
It would suck everything that ever was into a black hole and crush it, and it would just be...
Yeah.
It's as though it never happened.
As if it... Exactly.
Okay.
So that's that's what I think the film is about. So will Robert Pattinson and David Washington be able to stop Kenneth
Branagh? Jesus, let's hope so. Good Lord. Please don't tell me if they do or not, because that sounds like the end of the movie.
Right. That would ruin it. So the film is complex. It's really complex. It's 2.5 hours. There's a lot of subtle clues. And Kenneth Branagh, you know, he's a British guy, but he, for some reason, he's always cast as this, like, Russian mobster.
Huh.
And he whispers a lot. And there's clues in his whispering. And you're like, oh, wait, what did he say? There was a train going by. Couldn't quite hear that, you know? So Christopher Nolan obviously wants you to go back and pay two or three times to be able to pick up everything.
Oh, you think that's why he put a whisper clue in there?
There was a whole article where I didn't get a chance to read it where Christopher Nolan is like, yeah, I had Kenneth Branagh whisper a bunch of his lines so you guys couldn't understand it because he didn't want to give away
bastard.
Too much. Like, yeah, he admits to it. And it happens 15, 20 times in the film. You're like, oh, another line I missed.
You dirty dog.
So here's what really is confusing about the film. A couple times in the movie, on the same plane, in the same screen, in the same shot, you see the past, present, and the future. And it's hard to keep track of, wait, how did that happen? Why
at the same time?
At the same time.
So
yeah.
It's like split three ways? And you see the same scene, but 30 seconds off? Or
so the way they're doing it is they'll foreshadow scenes at the beginning of the movie, and then they'll kind of catch you up to that moment halfway through.
Yeah.
But then the complete moment of that shot will be at the end of the movie. And you'll say, oh, I don't get it. But they're all together again.
Well, they brought it together nicely. I just don't understand any of it.
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, here's the thing. If you have a PhD in, like, physics or something, you're going to love this. Like, this is going to be, like, I don't know, a feast for you, a smorgasbord. For the rest of us, I was like, four junior colleges, I'm not getting it. Anyway, is this film as good as The Dark Knight or Memento or Inception? No, it's not. But it's good.
Oh, he did The Dark Knight, too?
Yeah, he did all right. The Dark. Yeah, Heath Ledger, all that stuff, yeah. So, but it's still interesting. And here's the problem. If you don't see this in the theaters, we all know how we are when we watch stuff at home. All of us. Phone is here. You know, someone's knocking at the door. You have to give this film 1,000% of your attention. If you don't, you're going to completely miss it. I'll give it 3.5 Persian rugs.
So you didn't love it. It's not everything that's been cracked up
to be.
That's
a high rating for a movie that is above your head. And if you're hard of hearing, you're not going to understand any of it. That's great.
Must be amazing.
I'm going to give it 3.25 Persian
rugs. Oh, take it down a bit. There you go.
You can't just lower it on the spot.
All right, so lastly, before we talk about Mulan, I just want to say I'm a little nervous to review this film.
Okay.
Last time I was nervous reviewing a movie is when I reviewed that, you know, that film Vaxxed about, you know, the vaccines.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
So, I mean, it's not quite at that level, but I'm sure you've done a million stories on this, Sarah. The court of public opinion is decimating this film. It's annihilating it. I don't know if you guys follow Disney on Instagram, but every time they put up a Mulan post, 5,000 comments. Boycott Mulan.
Right.
I'm disappointed in you, Disney. How could you? It's just like, stop posting about Mulan, Disney. Like, and it's interesting. About 2 months ago when Disney announced that they were going to release this on Disney Plus for $30, Variety or one of the big trades wrote, Disney has absolutely no idea what it's doing releasing this for $30. And I'm like, yeah, they do. They must have done their research.
Yep.
Well, they clearly didn't. The movie cost $200 million to make. And to date, I think it's made $45
million. Mulan?
Yeah.
$260 million is what they've made so far on
that. Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah,
9
they crushed
million,
it.
9 million accounts have paid $30.
Yes. Okay, because what I read was only 1 million accounts paid $30.
Well, maybe that was the first day. But since it's been out, whatever date.
If I could, Hooman, tell. I understand that China can be controversial for many reasons, but why is this film getting so much trash? What is the controversy?
So what I read was where they shot this film is where they kind of have these concentration camps for the Muslims and the Chinese who. And, you know, they were really upset that it was shot near this province or close to this province. And yeah, it really, like, you know, people are like, this is a human rights violation. And with Disney, like, doing this near that area, it's supporting them. It's supporting this, you know, communist government. And they thought it was very, you know, people thought this is incredibly, you know, wrong on every level. Because if you're supporting this film, you're supporting these concentration camps against these Muslims.
Oh.
All right.
So that's what I read. Anyway, the film stars Donnie Yen, that's Ip Man, Lee Gong and Jet Li. So in this film, a young Chinese girl, she disguised herself as a male warrior in order to save her father. So I read this one reviewer say, after seeing Mulan, I want to apologize to the director of The Great Wall, the Matt Damon man bun movie about the alien dinosaurs. Because the reviewer went on to say, Mulan is so much worse than The Great Wall.
Oh, no. Oh.
I don't agree with that. Mulan isn't... Look, the cartoon is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy, I mean, that's like one of the classic, in my mind, Disney cartoons.
Yeah.
The greatest. But if you compare this to the cartoon, it falls short. It falls very short because there's just no comedy. It's shot incredibly well. The acting's great. The stunts are awesome. But I don't know. It just didn't have that sweetness to it. And it's kind of been the case with all the cartoons that have been turned to live action. Like, I didn't love the Lion King live action, you know?
Yeah.
The only one of the live actions that they did recently that I did like a lot was Dumbo. But, yeah, this trend isn't like... It's just not working. It seems like a quick money grab.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I don't think it's worth $30. Congratulations, Disney, on your $260 million.
That's wonderful
for you.
The court
of public opinion didn't matter. I'm going to give this movie 3 Persian rugs. With that being said, overall, from the 3 movies, just go watch I Want My MTV. That's the easiest.
Forget all the other ones.
That's the easiest one to watch, yeah.
All right. Well, look at you. You ate the whole time up. It's like a perfect 3-movie review, Hooman. I'm actually quite amazed. Tell us what's going on with you these days before we let you go. What's happening with you?
Oh, I'm just hanging out. You know, my mom got a little sick, so I'm helping take care of her and keep her in your prayers, everyone.
Vinny has a question, too.
Oh, and Vinny has his hand up, too.
Yes, Vinny.
Are you dating right now?
Oh, are you dating? Good one.
Not really.
Where's Rachel?
Anytime the answer's no, usually people just say, nope. But I mean, you just
Well, you know, I mean, well.
Well, yeah, well, you know, no, but no, yeah.
There have been a few girls who have asked, said, hey, let's, you know, you want to shelter in place, you want to, and I just didn't feel like it was the safest choice right now. So I that's why I was like, no, but the opportunity is there, but I just haven't engaged because it just doesn't seem like the wisest
thing. The right
thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Vinny's hand is back up. All right.
I'm sorry. So you're saying that rather than go on a date or two, these girls went straight for the let's shelter in place for together, months yeah. on end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're advanced.
Oh, I'll say super. This. I know at least 5 couples that met right before this happened and said, let's just shelter in place together until this passes.
Let's fast track this thing.
And it's for at least 4 out of the 5. They're still together.
Which well, what are they going to do? They're sheltered in place together. They can't go anywhere.
Yeah, they're right. stuck. I mean, right. I would go for the let's just go get a sandwich and see what happens.
But, see after okay. the pandemic.
All the way to shelter in place. Got it. Wow. Okay.
Well, I'm sure you guys have read about all the divorces that are about to
oh,
happen.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Sure.
Very yeah. bad news. Well, yeah. it's hard. This is not fun.
It is. Right.
It's really hard.
Ask Vinny about it. Ask him how hard it is.
How hard? Well, do you not miss your commute though? Come on.
I don't miss my commute at all, and I love that we still get to work. That's one of the best things about mm-hmm. Entercom was they immediately gave us the equipment we needed and sent us home, and we've been still doing our show, and it's great. That's yeah. absolutely great. But being home with the kids, like my kids she may have already been let out of school by now, but. My kid's doing school right in the other room. It's crazy.
Yikes.
That is crazy. Do you let your kid have play dates or no?
No play dates. There haven't been any.
Oh, that's so strict.
She's got health issues above and beyond COVID. And COVID would be devastating for what she's got going on. So
yeah.
we just have to be more
that's
careful.
That's good parenting.
Yeah, you can't take any chances.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of laying low. I'm just, you know, just taking care of mom and
oh, and Vinny's hand is back up.
Yes, Vinny.
When is the last time you kissed somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like in the last 10 days.
Oh, oh my God. Vinny struck gold. Keep going.
Now, this person, it was just, what, a kiss goodbye, or?
Yeah. Was it your mom?
No.
No.
You're talking about kiss with tongue, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
kiss with tongue.
I'm talking about,
hands,
you know, we've
face,
heard the stories where,
the boots, you know,
you'll stay there for hours on end and kiss. Even just a goodbye kiss, yeah, could last a few hours.
Are you asking how long was my last kiss?
Yes.
How many,
sure,
minutes?
Yeah.
I'd say 40 minutes.
40 minutes of 40 kissing.
40-minute kiss. Whoa, that is super advanced.
God,
that's exhausting.
Crazy.
Is that too much?
Man.
Yes. Is that too much making out? Don't you guys
well,
make out for 40 minutes?
No, never, 40? Never do a 40-minute make out anymore these days.
Hold on. It's just a husband's birthday. He told me he wants to make out for 40 minutes.
For 40 minutes.
John?
I can unequivocally say that that's false.
You don't want to make out with your wife for 40 minutes? John, you there?
No.
That's okay. A tough question.
He Vinny, doesn't want to.
Vinny, when was the last time you and Christina made out for 40 minutes?
I'm so sorry. I have to go. Look at the time.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Hooman. It's been wonderful
job,
having
buddy.
You here.
Nice to see you. Glad you're healthy.
Hooman Khalili, everybody. Yeah. Maybe we'll see you next time there's a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
absolutely.
Right. And we'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you to Hooman for coming in to review a ton of movies. Tenet, Mulan, and I Want My MTV. They all
another
sounded...
stellar home oh. run appearance from Hooman Khalili.
Just incredible. Hey, have a great day today, Vinny. The air is nice and clear. Get out there and enjoy it. And the next time we see you, after, of course, watching Big Brother or the NBA or the NFL, it will, in fact, be Friday.
Or... As in, I'm watching all of those things today. So
that's right.
I have a nice night ahead. So, yeah, all of you have a good one. Check you on Friday. Later.
See ya.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.